Hello everyone, you're most welcome to this podcast. And on today's episode, we're looking at the different theories of evolution. The evolution of life on Earth has been an object of intense debate. Various theories in the laboratory studies influenced by religion, early scientists agree with the theory of divine conception of life. With the development of natural science such as geology, anthropology, and biology, scientists developed new theories to explain the evolution of life through natural laws, rather than divine instruments. How? In the 18th century, Swedish botanist Carlos Linnaeus based his categorization of species on the theories of unchanging life created by God. Initially, he believed that all organisms appear on Earth in their present form and never changed. Linnaeus studied the organisms as wholes and categorized them based on similarities that individuals shared. Unable to consider that organisms might change in time, he couldn't provide an explanation for the plant hybrids that resulted from cross-pollination process with which he experimented. He concluded the life form could evolve after all, but he could not say why or how. In the late 18th century, naturalist George Lewis suggested that life on Earth was 75,000 years old, and that man had descended from apes. Another step in evolution theory was taken by Erasmus Darwin, Charles Darwin's grandfather, who said that the Earth was millions of years old and that species did not evolve, even if he could not explain how. Jean Baptiste de Lamarck, the first evolutionist to publicly defend his idea, believed that organisms had evolved constantly from inanimate to animate organisms, and on the human. His theory was the evolution was based on a continuous chain of inherited characteristics passed from parents to offspring that had evolved with each generation until it produced the ultimate perfect species, humans. Catastrophism and uniformitarianism. In the early 19th century, French scientist Georges Cuvier explained evolution through violence catastrophe event or revolution that had contributed to extinction of old species and the development of species to replace them in the newly created environment. He based his theories on the discovery in the same place of fossils of different species. Cuvier theory was challenged by the English journalist Charles Lane. Developer of the uniformitarianism theory, he said that evolution has been influenced by slow changes since the beginning of time. and the shape of the surface that could not be perceived by any human eye. The mid-19th century was marked by a new theory that of Charles Darwin, who based his theory of evolution on the concepts of natural selection and survival of fitness. According to his studies on the origin of species, published in 1859, the process of natural selection enables individuals with the most suitable characteristics in a species not only to survive.